Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, Neil, apart from anything else, was that a game where we saw a bit of classic Donoghue in the second half, where he took the game to the scruff of the neck and drove?
I was a bit critical of Potts and Donoghue at half-time, because for the first 20 minutes of the first half, they were excellent, they were everywhere. Then they dropped deep, our back four dropped deep. We stopped getting onto the first and second balls. We said we needed to change something at half-time, get them higher up, and you've just seen a masterclass from Michael Donoghue and Michael Potts and Curtis Jones in behind it. But yeah, it's brilliant, and I can pay loads. But I'm not going to go off a tangent. Question is, did we see it? He's the best player in the league, and we've got to get the strength and conditioning coach over summer to do the work with him, because we need a Michael Donoghue fit. And when he's fit, you don't say one team does it, but when he's fit and you surround yourself with brilliance, i.e. Curtis Jones and Max Kane and Keane Baru, etc., you've got a chance.
Yeah.
You've got a chance.
Lovely passing early on and a good dominance. And then the penalty.
It was a very soft penalty. He's even said at half-time, I think I've got it wrong. You have. The 11 was laughing at you. The 4 was laughing at you. But it was, tensions are running high. I wasn't coming here to make up numbers today. I was coming here to win the game. And we had an objective in that dressing room, was to win today's game and finish higher than what we finished on our points total last year, which we've achieved. So it was a big game for us.
Yeah, higher goals total as well. Excellent defence as well. You must be so pleased the way Adam Dodd has slotted in next to Jones.
You know, James, I've just said in there, I did a big thank you to my staff, big thank you to the players, but I just said that every player will have their own individual story from the end of June till the end of April. We don't need to talk about Adam because we know exactly what story he's been on, but that's testament to the guy from where he was to where he is. You've got other lads in that squad who Keane Baru started as a first-year scholar at Stockport and wasn't sure his door's coming. He all of a sudden, he's opened it up here. You know, front man, Fezu comes out of Wolves. Where are you going to next? You look at Guy Hall playing in the West Banks. So everyone's got their own story. They've all just put that together. And who would have thought in the last seven games of the season we were going to win six? That is some going. And that's the platform to build on. Are we there? Are we there as a squad? No, we're not. Do we need 7-8 reinforcements? Reinforcements, yeah, we do. We need the squad of 20. I'm going to keep appealing and banging the drum and pleading. You know, Jimmy Dedman was sat on the bench today when Van Wyk pulled out, but that's where we are at the minute. You know, we're desperate. Now, I'm not saying we're desperate, James, to promise, you know, silverware or promise promotion, but what I will say to you is that on one of the lowest budgets, we finished with 61 points last year. On one of the lowest budgets, we finished with 63, should have been 66. And we'll find ourselves, what, 1, 2, 3 points outside the playoffs, whatever it will be. Decisions that go against Nantwich, the Sailor Regan, Linney, the ACL injury to Calgary, you name it all. You keep people fit, we have a bit of luck. We're as good as anything. We've beat all the top sides, you can see that. But we haven't had the consistency, and we haven't had the squad depth, and that's the plea to the club, the fans, everybody, to can we do a little bit more, because it's very frustrating as a manager at times.
One of the interesting stats about this season, as we reflect, is that you've won 11 away games, which is the most away games FC have won for 10 seasons. So does that, how frustrating is that? It's obviously a great statistic and applauded, but does it say something that maybe the home form got in the way?
Tell the players to ignore the noise. Tell the players to ignore the noise about the first game of the season. Tell them to ignore the noise about Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff. You can't control what you can't control. Fortunately, the players are young and they listen and then they freeze. Ignore the noise. I ignore it. You know, sometimes I'll have a bite back on it, and rightly so, but my players need to ignore it, because, trust me, they don't go out at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon not to mean not to win. They don't turn up first game of the season mean not to win, but the more hype we are around it, performance levels, whatever it may be, it gets the players. Now, we're football fans. Everyone wants to say and everyone wants to have a pop when things go wrong. You know, 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon hasn't been great. No, it hasn't at all in this season. But we've put together another fantastic side. Yeah. You know, and in my time, we've continued to put together amazing sides and move players on. We're building another fantastic side here. And I've said it over and over again, James. You know, if there's someone else better out there to win the first game of the season or more Saturday games, then, you know, go and find them. But for me, that side is really, really talented. Yeah. And we've got to now build on that.
Max K, 9 in 10. He's got an eye for goal, hasn't he?
Well, you build your team around Tunde, you build it around Regan, you now build it around Max. Centre forwards are there. You go and find them, but that's my job to go and find them. And I think since my time here with Kurt, with Elliot, with Tunde, with Regan, now with Max, you've seen that we don't just guess at it on a Saturday afternoon. We do a lot of work behind the scenes with these players, and a lot of diligence goes into our recruitment, and we'll continue to do that. You know, we're working hard, and our promise to the fans this summer is that we're going to continue to work hard to rival Max Kane, to rival Fezu Sanger, to rival Dante Gabbadon, to rival Curtis Jones. That's what we want. We're desperate for the fans at the end of the game. It was unbelievable. I said to them in the huddle, imagine we just got promoted. That place would have been full. They were an exceptional bunch of fans. But I want something for them because they are absolutely fantastic and they travel all over the country with us. And, you know, well, I'm hoping that they all come to the San Siro as well.
Speaking of the San Siro, what's the sort of the schedule, the programme for the players in the run-up to June? Now you've got about 6 weeks or more.
It's really hard, James, because most managers, you know, know the players, the work starts tomorrow. I've just promised that side in there. I said they had a challenge 7 games ago to step up because I don't want to be bringing new lads in who get the kudos or kind of the celebration playing in the San Siro. That's their job. And they've answered the questions and they've won 6 out of 7, so it's only fair that that squad gets to go to the San Siro. So there'll be no new signings. That is the lot that go. After we get back from then, yes, we may release 2 or 3, 4, but we'll be bringing in the new squad at the end of June. But then they've got an opportunity if we're going to Phoenix next year to compete. But I'm a fair person and they've responded to the challenge, and that group in there, plus Alex Woolerton, plus Luke Griffiths, plus Callum Gribbin, deserve to go out to Milan. And credit to the Italian FA to get it at San Siro. How have they done it? I have no idea. But the more I say it to myself, the more I still can't believe it. And I say it to that group, you're going to play at one of the most iconic stadiums in the world that some of the best footballers have never had the opportunity to play at. So we're going to go there. We know we've got to play the semi-final. We've got, you know, good history there. And we loved it when we went out there. But we're looking forward to, you know, just going. It's just going to be incredible. In terms of the schedule, these boys are having, or the staff, everybody's having a good 4 weeks off now. I need it, they need it.
And you're confident the players will look after themselves?
They're a different beast these days. I said to Brian the other day, you haven't got, when people come back in for pre-season, when I was a player, 5, 6 people being sick at the back of the park, you know, you don't get that anymore. These lads are the machines, you know, they're in the gym. I want them to look after themselves. I want them to have a couple of weeks out of the gym. I want them to do things that you haven't been able to do over the course of a season. But your opportunity is San Siro, and I don't think anybody's going to not look after themselves and want to underperform on one of the best places, you know, in football. So we'll see, but that's no pressure from me. We'll put a schedule out probably a couple of weeks before. We'll meet the squad. It will be Dan Lavercombe's last game, and yeah, you know, that's why we took him off today for the standard.
And what final word about Dan Lavercombe, looking back on his time here?
I don't know how many times have I said on the radio he's the best goalkeeper in this league or the one above. I still think he should be in the pro game. As a number one in this league, you only have to hear the fans. The minute they've got a song about you, you know, you're a fan's favourite, you're Donny Hughes, you're Regan Linage, you're Adam Dodge, you're Dan Lavercombe, and you don't become a fan's favourite automatically. Yeah, people support the red shirt, but they know what Dan Lavercombe's done for this football club, and he'll be sadly, sadly missed. But I respect the guy so much, you know, since his dad passed away, his mum's been on her own, you know, in Torquay, and he's done the thing that he thought was right. He's been up here with his girlfriend, his education and stuff, but then circumstances have changed and now he wants to be there for his mum, and that's testament to him. Does he want to leave FC United? No, he doesn't. No. But he wants to be there for his mum, and you know, that's just the guy he is. He's such a beautiful guy inside and out. We'll miss him, you know, and we wanna send him off for him to turn around and go, you know, my time at FC United finished in AC Milan.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.